Are you a boy or a girl? He asks, staring up at me all 3 feet of his pudding face grandeur, and I say, Dylan, you've been in this class for 3 years and you still don't know if I'm a boy or a girl? Uh-uh. Well, then at this point, I really don't think it matters, do you? No. Can I have a push on the swing? And this happens every day. It's a tidal wave of kindergarten curiosity rushing straight for the rocks of me, whatever I am. In the class, when we discuss the Milky Way galaxy, the orbit of the sun around the Earth, or whatever, Jupiter, Saturn, Mars, and kids, do you know that some of the stars we see when we look up in the sky are so far away they've already burned out? What do you think of that? Timmy! My mom says that even though you got hairs that grow from your legs and that the hairs on your head grow short and pokey and that you smell really bad like my dad, that you're a girl. Thank you, Timmy. And so it goes. On the playground, she peers up from behind her pink Powerpuff sunglasses and asks, do you have a boyfriend? And I say, no. And she says, oh. Do you have a girlfriend? And I say, no. But if by some miracle 20 years from now I ever finally do, then I'll definitely bring by to meet you. How's that? Okay, can I have a push on the swing? And that's the thing. They don't care. They don't care. Us, on the other hand. My father sitting across the table at Christmas dinner, gritting his teeth over his still full plate, his appetite raped away by the intrusion of my haircut. What were you thinking? You used to be such a pretty girl. Frat boys drunk and screaming, leaning out the window of their daddy's SUVs. Hey, are you a faggot or a dyke? And I wonder what would happen if I met up with them in the middle of the night. Then, of course, there's always a somehow not quite bright enough fluorescent light of the public restroom. Sir, sir, do you realize this is a ladies' room? Yes, ma'am, I do. It's just I didn't feel comfortable sticking this tampon on my penis in the men's room. But the best is always the mother at the market, sticking up her nose while pushing aside her child's wide eyes, whispering, don't stare, it's rude. And I want to say, listen, lady, the only rude thing I see is your paranoid parental hand pushing aside the best education on self that little girl's ever gonna get. So why don't you take your pinks and blues, your boy girl rules, and throw them in that cart with your issue of Cosmo, because tomorrow I start my day with 28 minds and know a hell of a lot more than you. And if I show up in a pink fully dress, those kids won't love me any more or less. Hey, are you a boy or a... Oh, never mind. Can I have a push on the swing? And someday, y'all, when we grow up, it's all gonna be that simple. Thank you.